Playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. This is Smile 90.4 FM. It is a Tuesday, so you can pretty much expect it to be time for Tech Talk with TNS. And I have the Bearded Wonder in studio with me. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Today we are talking about
handheld gaming consoles.
Yes. The weird thing is that I can recall we spoke about this sometime
a
last
while
year.
Ago. Yeah, it's probably been a year.
And now it's actually come to fruition.
Yes,
sort of
from an Xbox point of view. So what we spoke about a while back was kind of the proliferation of these handheld gaming PCs, which is essentially building a small computer and having a kind of controller attached to it. And that's how a lot of these devices have evolved over the last couple of years. And they essentially just all run Windows, which is very weird on a small screen like that. And it's not the most user-friendly.
Sure.
And then Steam obviously came out with a Steam Deck, which is a kind of a forked version of their own operating system that is just meant for gaming, and that experience is a lot better. But for the last year or so, and that's probably when we spoke about it last, there's been rumors of an Xbox handheld console. Now, as you know, Xbox have never had any kind of handheld.
Right.
It would be a very, very new thing for them. And then kind of jumping into the ring with all these gaming PCs, the handheld gaming PCs, and the likes of, you know, Nintendo, which has brought out the Switch 2. It's a very different market. And it's come about because, as we've also mentioned in the past, the Xbox strategy is completely different to PlayStation, for example.
Mm.
PlayStation is about the hardware, the console itself, and the games. That's a selling point. With Xbox, they don't compete that well on hardware. For them, it's about software. So Xbox Game Pass is on your PC,
right.
It's on your phone, and on now on these handhelds. So that's why we've been hearing about an Xbox handheld for a while. However, what we have launched now is, in partnership with ROG, let's call it an Xbox version of their Ally handhelds.
Okay.
So I reviewed the Ally X a couple of months back.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of these that ran full Windows. A little bit difficult to use with a bunch of the stuff that comes with Windows.
Right.
You know, having to click on the small little icon to connect your Bluetooth headphones or whatever.
Right.
It's not the best. And that's where this partnership has come in. So it doesn't launch with Windows. It launches with what they're calling Xbox Software Experience. So it's kind of a stripped down version of the software that you have on Xbox consoles.
Right. Okay.
So it still allows you to load Steam, for example, but it is meant to be played with Xbox Game Pass. And they have essentially controllers on the side to hold it that is much more reminiscent of an Xbox controller.
Okay.
And not just a normal handheld with a couple of thumbsticks and D-pads.
Which means the crossover from console to handheld would be a little easier.
Exactly.
For Xbox users.
100%. For even for PlayStation, you know, it's all kind of similar.
Sure.
So it's a very interesting product, but the most interesting part of it for me is this is kind of the first step for Xbox in coming into the handheld market. What we do know is they are going to launch, probably within the next 2 years or so, a fully Microsoft Xbox branded handheld console that's going to look similar to these devices, but obviously it's going to be built from the ground up with Xbox in mind and the Xbox experience. It's not going to be running Windows. So that's what we're really excited about. But it's great to see Microsoft take this first step, even through a partnership, to have this Xbox software experience on a handheld gaming PC.
It is boding well for that future development of the Xbox handheld, which we are waiting for with bated breath, salivating for, shall
100%.
We say. But we'll keep an eye on it, as we always do, right here on Smile 90.4 FM. If you want to catch up with more tech and science news, you can go and visit TNS and his buddies at bandwidthblog.co.za. We'll be back to the music right after these.